Hello, this is Jay.
Hi, this is Rebecca. I'm returning a callback request from XPO.
Yes, hi Rebecca, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, sir. Are you located in the Colorado area?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, I'm just asking because Denver is one of those hubs that are in the new tracking system. I just want to make sure I'm choosing the right tracking system for you.
That's fine, I appreciate it. Thank you for asking.
Yes, sir. So this is pulling up a Samsung Costco delivery?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, sir. And then can you verify the name and the email on the order?
John P. Schrader, and then the email is johnpschrader@hotmail.com.
Okay. And then the delivery address?
3014 South Eaton Street, Denver, 80227.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment. The reason I asked for the email is that it is going to send you a confirmation with the tracking link after we get this scheduled. And that was
okay,
John P. as in Paul Schrader?
Yes.
At Gmail?
Hotmail.
Hotmail. Thank you. .com. Okay. And give me just a second. This new system is a little jacked up. Because
it's right.
New. All right. And adding email. And then while I've got you here, if you want this installed, they do have to have me ask you two COVID screening questions. So I need to enter them in this part of the order before I close out of it. May I go ahead and ask you those?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, so has anyone at the location been confirmed positive for COVID-19 or had any of the common symptoms such as dry cough, fever, or other respiratory issues?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And then has anyone at the location been quarantined due to direct exposures to COVID-19 over the past 14 days?
No, ma'am.
All right, give me just a second. Answer no to both screening questions. Added email. Okay. All right, so that takes care of that part. And now I am showing that they have you scheduled. Let's see here.
Well, right, they have me scheduled apparently for the 25th, but the scheduled request date that the woman over the phone earlier in the week confirmed for me was Monday, May 18th, so I'm a little confused. But
okay, let me take a look here with the note. Well, I don't know what's going on here as far as, like, it shows that you called scheduled for 518 and that
the system called me to tell me that they bumped it to 25 and that's not
which, of course, we're not delivering on because it's Memorial Day.
So I'd really love to go back to 518 because I've been without a washer and dryer now for close to 2 weeks.
Bear with me just a moment.
Thank you. So you do see that it was originally scheduled for 518.
Well, I see. I mean, it's still showing a schedule for the 25th, so we've got to get you rescheduled regardless. But my issue is I can't schedule it for the 18th. So bear with me just a moment. The earliest I can get it scheduled for would be the 20th.
That's
fine.
Then,
okay. I mean, I do apologize.
As long as it actually happens on the 20th.
Yes, sir. What's happened with this is because they're closed on Sundays, so they've already made the routes for Monday the 18th.
Gotcha.
And because of short staffing due to COVID, we have to go 2 days out. So the next available date now is Wednesday.
I understand. I'm not worried. I was genuinely irritated when we requested the 18th, and I got a random update to the 25th. But if we can do it on the 20th, that's better than the 25th.
Yes, sir. Give me just a moment. Call to reschedule. Turn 05/20/2020. Okay, so I've got this rescheduled for the 20th. Again, you'll get a confirmation email to the jpschrader@hotmail.com. It wasn't on
John,
your account.
It's John.
I put
J-O-H-N.
J. Give me just a moment.
Yeah, J-O-H-N. I'm sorry.
You're fine. J-O-H-N.
That's bizarre because I even have an email from XPO Logistics. So.
And, you know, I think it has to do with this new tracking system because they literally just went live with the system last Saturday, and I'm sure your order has been in our system since before then. So once they get all the kinks worked out, it will be a better thing for us to handle you guys with less confusion. It's simpler, but not until you learn how to use it. Correcting email. All right, and save. Okay, so that email has been corrected to johnpschrader@hotmail.com.
Correct.
All right, sir. Is there anything else before I let you go?
So just to confirm, we're now scheduled for Wednesday, May 20th.
Yes, you'll get a call from us on that Tuesday prior. And if you go to track.xpo.com, if you put in your order number from Samsung, the 851 number with the phone number on the order, it will pull this up and show you that it's now scheduled for the 20th. When your time frame call goes out, your time frame will display there as well.
Already getting the text updates to my phone as we speak, so that's perfect.
All right. Is there anything else before I let you go?
Nope. I appreciate you calling me back.
Not a problem. You take care, and I thank you for calling XPO.
Yep. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You as well, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye.